Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In times of difficulty and hardship, it can be easy to feel lost and overwhelmed. Illness, injury, disappointments, and unexpected events can leave us feeling helpless and unsure of what to do next. However, as believers, we have the gift of faith, which can serve as a source of strength and comfort during these challenging times. In this message, we will explore the importance of having faith for recovery, and how it can help us overcome even the most difficult obstacles. Through stories of perseverance and faith, may we be inspired to trust in God's plan and have faith in His healing power. Today's topic is faith for recovery, and our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 34 verse 18.
Psalm chapter 34 verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Mark Schlereth, a former NFL player, underwent 29 surgeries in a span of 12 years. He was diagnosed with diverticulitis, which led to several other health issues. Schlereth experienced a severe infection that spread throughout his body, resulting in sepsis. At one point, his family was told that he might not make it through the night. Despite the overwhelming challenges, Schlereth kept his faith strong. He said that he relied on God for his recovery and never gave up hope. After years of surgeries and treatments, Schlereth overcame his health issues and went on to live a full life. Today, he is a successful sports analyst and an inspiration to many. Life can be unpredictable, and at times, it can throw us a curveball that can knock us off our feet. Illness, accidents, disappointments, and unexpected events can leave us feeling lost and hopeless. However, it is during these trying times that our faith in God can become our strength and our hope. In the Bible, we see many examples of people who faced adversity but held on to their faith in God. One such person was Job. In a single day, he lost his children, his wealth, and his health. He was left with nothing but his faith in God. However, even in the midst of his suffering, he declared, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Job chapter 1 verse 21, Job's faith in God never wavered, and eventually, he was restored to even greater blessings than before. Another example is the story of the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. Mark chapter 5 verses 25 to 34. She had tried every medical treatment available but had only grown worse. Yet, when she heard about Jesus, she believed that if she could just touch his clothes, she would be healed. She had faith that Jesus had the power to heal her, and her faith made her whole. Similarly, we can have faith in God for our recovery, no matter what we are facing. It may not be easy, and we may not see immediate results, but we can trust that God is with us and will guide us through the process. The Bible says, "The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all," Psalm chapter 34 verse 19. This verse assures us that no matter what challenges we face, God is with us, and He will see us through them all. We can take comfort in the words of Psalm chapter 34 verse 18, which says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." When we are feeling overwhelmed and broken, we can turn to God for comfort and strength. He is always there for us, ready to lift us up and help us through our struggles. Another verse that can inspire us is Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, which says, "I can do all this through Him who gives me strength." This verse reminds us that we are not alone in our struggles. We can rely on God to give us the strength and courage we need to face whatever challenges come our way. It is also important to remember that recovery is not always a quick or easy process. It may involve setbacks and challenges along the way. However, we can hold on to our faith in God, knowing that He is always with us and will guide us through the difficult times. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 9 to 10, the Apostle Paul speaks about his own struggle with a thorn in his flesh, and how he learned to rely on God's grace in the midst of it. He writes, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" We too can find strength in our weaknesses and hardships by relying on God's grace. We can trust that His power is made perfect in our weakness and that He will guide us through even the toughest times. Lastly, it is important to take care of ourselves during the recovery process. This includes physical, emotional, and spiritual self-care. We can prioritize rest, healthy eating, exercise, and therapy to help us heal. We can also spend time in prayer, meditation, and Bible reading to strengthen our faith and find inner peace. In conclusion, no matter what challenges we face in life, we must have faith in God. We must trust in His plan and believe that He has our best interests at heart. As you go today, think about a difficult time you have faced in the past and how you overcame it. Did you rely on your faith during that time, or did you try to handle it on your own? Also think about someone in your life who may be going through a difficult time right now. How can you offer them your support and encouragement? Can you pray for them, offer to help in some way, or simply be a listening ear? Today, take positive steps and make it a commitment to lean on your faith during challenging times. And be a source of encouragement and support for others who may be facing difficult circumstances. With faith, hope, and determination, you can overcome any obstacle and emerge stronger on the other side. Let's pray. We thank you for the message of faith for recovery, and the reminder that you are always with us, especially during our times of need. Help us to lean on our faith and trust in your plan during difficult times. We pray for healing for ourselves and for those around us who may be struggling. May we be a source of encouragement and support for each other, and may we always remember that with you, all things are possible. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 19, chapter 20 and chapter 21. And for the evening, Luke chapter 15 verses 11 to 32. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.